This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Nearly 75% of Coloradans older than 5 are fully immunized with 2 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. But there's wide variability across the state. More than 80% of those 5 and up have gotten 2 doses in Denver, most metro counties, and some mountain counties. For El Paso, it's 67%. Pueblo is at 61%. Dr. John Samet says researchers found vaccines are preventing severe disease. They're closely watching variants.
We had one with a high degree of immune escape. That is, the vaccine-acquired protection is not great against the variant. That would be a problem.
Kids younger than 5 aren't eligible for COVID vaccination yet, but that could change soon. Metropolitan State University of Denver will soon waive all tuition and fees for Indigenous students. CPR's Paulo Shalceta reports.
There are 574 federally recognized Indigenous nations, and any student who's a member of one will be eligible for the waiver starting this fall. Federal, state, and institutional grants will help cover the cost. Overall, Native student enrollment in Colorado is relatively low compared to other populations. At MSU, only 91 Indigenous students took classes in 2020. A new state law also gives in-state tuition classification to members of 48 tribal nations. I'm Paulo Shalceta, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche will try to advance to the next round of the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. They've beaten the Nashville Predators 3 games in a row and need one more win to move on. The Avs' starting goalie Darcy Kemper will not play after he was hit in the face with a stick and had to leave Saturday's game. Tonight's game starts at 7:30 in Nashville. This is CPR and KRCC. It's 106.